بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ان الحمد لله ان الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له اما بعد فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القران المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الف لام ميم احسب الناس ان يتركوا ان يقولوا امننا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سياتي على الناس زمان لا يبقى من الاسلام الا اسمه ولا يبقى من القران الا رسمه وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سبعه يظلهم الله يوم لا ظل الا ظله منهم شاب نشا في عباده الله او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اما بعد Respected ulama ikram, elders, brothers and fellow friends, I begin with the universal greeting of Islam, of peace, of justice, of unity and of ultimate salvation. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise and thank Allah jalla jalaluhu wa amma nawaluhu for all the magnanimous and wonderful gifts, boons, blessings and bounties that Allah continues to bestow upon us. Subhanallah. We have so much to thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And inshallah, before we begin our program this afternoon, we have a brother Wilfred here from Kwekwe, Zimbabwe, who is ready to embrace the religion of Islam, revert to the religion of Islam. We say subhanallah, alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, and welcome him into the fold of Islam. So inshallah, we're just going to make him recite the Shahada before we continue with the program.
Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Allah.
Allah.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illallah.
Illallah.
Wa ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Anna.
Anna.
Muhammadan.
Muhammadan.
Abduhu.
Abduhu.
Wa rasuluhu.
Wa rasuluhu.
Mashallah. Now that means I bear witness.
I bear witness
that there is no deity,
that there is no deity
besides Allah,
besides Allah,
and I bear witness,
and I bear witness
that the Prophet Muhammad,
that the Prophet Muhammad,
peace be upon him,
peace be upon him,
is the final messenger of Allah,
the final messenger of Allah.
MashaAllah.
Brothers and friends, and to our listeners across the airways of Channel Islam International, what we just witnessed is something so superior. And something that we tend to at times take for granted. Allah has granted us the kalima, la ilaha illallah, a gift. Sayyidina Musa kalimullah alayhi salatu wassalam on one occasion said, Ya Rabbi, uridu shay'an takhussuni bihi. O my Lord, bestow something that is special to me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Qul la ilaha illallah. Take the gift of la ilaha illallah. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, as we know, was a very persistent person by nature. And he said, Oh Allah, everyone has this gift of la ilaha illallah. I request something that is exclusive and special only for me. Three occasions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Qul la ilaha illallah. Take the gift of la ilaha illallah. On the third time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Musa, لو وضعت السماوات السبع والأرضين السبع في كفة ولا إله إلا الله في كفة أخرى لرجحت بهن. O Musa, if you take this entire world, the seven heavens and the seven earths, place them in one pan of the scale, and then take this gift that I am offering you of لا إله إلا الله, and place it in the other pan of the scale, wallah, لا إله إلا الله would outweigh everything. This is what Allah has bestowed to us. At the time of the demise of the uncle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Talib, all the kuffar, the arch enemies of Islam, were gathered there. And they decided to have a final consultation with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so they offered to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Muhammad, if you desire, we will make you our king. If it is a woman that you seek, we will give you the most beautiful woman of the city. If it is riches that you desire, then we will make you the wealthiest person in our city. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to his uncle the most beautiful words which remain with us today. He said, Ya ammi, law wudi'ati shamsu ala yamini, wal qamaru ala yasari, ma taraktu hadha al am hatta yuzhirahu Allah aw uhlika fi talabi. Subhanallah. He said, Oh my uncle, so much you are offering me. Even if you take the sun and place it in my right hand, then take the moon and put it in my left hand. Ma taraktu hadha al am, then too I will not give up calling people towards the oneness of Allah. Hatta yuzhirahu Allah, until a time comes when Islam is the dominant religion. O uhlika fi talabi, or I am killed in that which I seek. So Allah has blessed us with iman, brothers and friends. We praise and thank Allah and say, Allahumma la uhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. O Allah, we are weak servants. And as weak as we are unable to praise you as you truly ought to be praised. You are as you have praised yourself, meaning in the glorious Quran, as well as the books of the hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we go further and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the gift and blessing of making us from the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ummah, respected brothers and friends, we do not realize the maqam and status. It is the final ummah that has come, but the first ummah that will enter Jannah. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كُلُّ النَّاسِ تَحْتَ لِبَاءِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Every person will be under my banner on the day of judgment. I will go to the keeper of Jannah, Ridwan, knock at the door. He will ask, who is it? And I will reply, it is I, Muhammad. Ridwan will then tell me, I have been instructed not to allow anyone into Jannah until you don't enter into Jannah, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will then say, I shall not enter Jannah until my ummah enters Jannah. This is the khususiyat and speciality of this ummah. In Jannah there will be 120 serfs. 80 of those serfs will be from this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, it is unanimous amongst Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah that no human being from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam till the day of judgment can ever reach the maqam and status of a Nabi, of a Rasul. But the greatest person after all the Anbiya, muttafaqun alayhi, is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So not even Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu could reach the maqam and status that was granted to a Nabi. Every Nabi that heard of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh Allah, make me the final Nabi. Allah said, no, this is exclusive for Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam went one step further and he said, Oh Allah, make me the final Nabi. Allah said, no. Then he said, Oh Allah, you have granted me the title of Nubuwa. You have made me a Nabi. My Jannah is almost guaranteed. O Allah, strip me of my title of Nubuwa, let me return as an Ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is acknowledgement. This is understanding and appreciation of the Ummah. In the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sent out a delegation. And as they were walking on the coastal shore, they came across a body. This body, they assumed it to be Muslim. They gave this body ghusl, performed janazah salah, and then buried the body. When they came back, they said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is what had happened, and this is what we did. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wept. He cried. Now we all know the nature of Umar. When he walked, shaitan would take a U-turn and take another direction. So everyone pulled back, fearing for their lives. And they said, Oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, if we have erred in any way, forgive us. He says, no, describe this body once again to me. And they gave a complete and wonderful description of this body. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wept bitterly as he heard the words coming out. And they said, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, now we are relentless. We do not understand the reason for your tears. Explain to us. He says, Wallah, I have heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking of a Nabi, of a Rasul by the name of Daniel alayhi salatu wa sallam. The description that you gave me meets his description. He made a dua, oh Allah, make me the final Nabi. Allah said no. He made dua, oh Allah, make me from the final Ummah. Allah said no. His final dua, oh Allah, let me be buried by the Ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever took part in his janazah, his forgiveness and Jannah is guaranteed. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu weeps at hearing this. So this is our status. But coupled with all the status that Allah has granted us, respected brothers and friends, we have a crisis that the Ummah is being faced with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do you fathom and think that by merely bearing iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will leave you and not put you through test? Do you think that just by saying La ilaha illallah, Allah will not place you through test, a trial and tribulation? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Indeed, we have tested those before you. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. And what was the reason? To differentiate and determine who are the truthful ones and who are the dishonest ones. So the crisis that the Ummah faces presently deals specifically with the most fundamental and strongest pillar in any community, our youth. Brothers and friends, if I have to go on speaking of incidents, of problems that our Muslim youth are faced with, tears of blood are sure to flow from our eyes. But instead, what I think we need to understand is understand the parable of the Sahaba, who were also youngsters and also faced with different types of fitna and temptations that were lurking around them. And look at the challenges that the Ummah of this youth face in this era. Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a well-known Sahabi, he embraces the fold of Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the early stages of Islam, together with the Sahaba, were placed under tremendous trial and tribulation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself says, أُذِيتُ فِي اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُؤْذِي أَحَدٍ. I faced such difficulties no person had ever faced. At one stage, the Sahaba were expelled 1 mile's distance out of Makkatul Mukarramah. This later became known as the Valley of Abu Talib. The children that were placed there and the Quraysh that were placed there, both Muslim and non-Muslim, because it was a general social boycott, such sanctions were placed upon them. You know, we hear of Palestine and the blockade that took place. In Palestine, alhamdulillah, we still find that people are managing to smuggle food to the Palestinians, despite all the blockades. But in that particular era, there was no food. And to what degree and what level? The people living in Makkatul Mukarramah, at night, they were unable to sleep because the children's screams of pangs of hunger were heard 1 mile's distance into Makkatul Mukarramah. People emigrated and left the city of Makkah to move to Taif just to get away from those frightening screams. Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of those Sahabi, youngster, a young man in his youth, who was placed under such trial and tribulation. His Mubarak body was placed on boiling hot coal. The only thing extinguishing it was the fat and blood pus that was coming out of his back. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see him and his family and say, Isbiru fa'inna maw'idakumullahu jannah. Be patient. Be patient. Allah has promised jannah for you. So this was the challenges. Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Khalif of Islam, Amirul Mu'mineen, his father would take leaves from the palm trees, wrap him around it and set him alight as a young man. This was the challenges that the Sahaba would face. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was placed under such trial and tribulation. The parents of these youth, subhanallah, listen to this. Ulama mentioned, at the time of Ghazwa Tabuk, it was, as we would regard it, a very busy season for business. The dates and the crops had just come out, and here there was a call for jihad. Go out and fight in the path of Allah. Now let us take it in our context. In the time of December, when businesses are generally more busy than usual, if our wives have to come to us and tell us that, listen, let us go for holiday. Close the shop now, 15 December, open 15 January. We look at them, they're strange. Something wrong with them. This is the time to make money. That's the general norm. So they were put in a similar predicament. Here the Sahaba had this opportunity of making money which would last them the entire year. And on the other hand, there was a call for jihad. So having difficulty, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going house to house, knocking on each door and inviting people and reminding them of the great reward of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked the streets of Makkah al-Mukarramah, a woman, middle-aged, came forward to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in her arms, a newly born child. And she says, Ya Rasulullah, I understand that you are looking for people to strive in the path of Allah. I do not have much. All I have to offer is this young child. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, touched by her sentiments, said, fine, I understand your desire for great reward, but a little child, what can a young infant, helpless, do in the battlefield? She says, let me explain. Ya Rasulullah, my husband went, he fought, he became shaheed. My sons all went, they fought and they became martyrs. Every man figure in my household went out, fought and became shaheed. I'm left with this son. It is my desire, listen to her words, it is my desire that Allah will honor me with his great shade of mercy by this child's shahada. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again expresses his same sentiments and says, I understand and may Allah bless you with this reward. But a young child, what will he be able to do? And fathers, I ask you to place yourself in this woman's shoes now and understand what a woman, a mother, her love for her child. She says, Ya Rasulullah, tomorrow when you go out and fight in the battlefield and the enemy are at their greatest, the battle is in its most thickest form. Ya Rasulullah, take my child. When the kuffar throw their arrows and spears, use my child as a shield, Ya Rasulullah. This was the parents of these youth. Today, brothers and friends, it's sad to say, instead, the Quran says, تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Encourage towards piety and goodness. Do not encourage towards haram. Today, parents unfortunately make it a point to say, better wait Saturday night, oh, here's the BMTs, here's 500 and go enjoy yourself. Get out of the house. As long as they're out of the house. And we don't understand the long-term problems that it is causing. And then what happens? Problems happen, they want to come, Maulana, give ta'weez. Brothers, which ta'weez can ever assist you from a problem that was created by yourself? So the youth are faced with this crisis. Some children do not even have a place to air their views or to speak to their parents. They can't go and speak to their parents. Why? Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنِّي لَا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَن تُشْرِكُوا بَعْدِي وَلَكِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن تَنَافَسُوا فِيهَا. I do not fear after my demise. Look at the prophecy of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I do not fear after my demise that people will associate themselves with shirk. But I fear that people will be so engrossed in the dunya, they will forget about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and friends, we make dua. The solutions are there. And the solution is to come back to the deen of Allah. Come back to the sunnah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that is our complete success. And by doing this, inshallah, we will reap the rewards with our children and with progenies to come, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true tawfiq, guidance, hidayah, and ability of practicing on these words, passing them on to others, inshallah. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen.